Welcome to Eye Contact. This is Sean Hennehan for Eurotimes. Refractive laser surgery tends to be based on either topographic or refractive parameters, but rarely both. A system known as vector planning allows surgeons to combine these two parameters. This could be particularly advantageous in the treatment of patients with astigmatism and keratoconus. I spoke with Dr. Noel Alpens of Melbourne, Australia, about the role of vector planning in refractive surgery during the 12th ESCRS Winter Refractive Surgery Meeting in Barcelona. I asked him to explain how the two treatment parameters could be combined.
The necessity for the combination of those two parameters is due to the fact that refractive and topographic values are different to each other. And this can be quantified by a parameter called the ocular residual astigmatism, ORA. In a general population of individuals, 30 people who have astigmatism treatment out of 100 might have an ORA of one diopter or more. And what this means is that when you treat by refractive parameters alone, spectacles or wavefront, it means that 30 people out of 100 are going to have at least one diopter of astigmatism or more left on the cornea. The process of vector planning enables us to actually reduce this amount of astigmatism on the cornea by 40 or 50%. And it doesn't compromise the refractive result at all. In fact, it enhances it. Vector planning adds a new dimension in the customized laser treatment by actually including the topographical values in the treatment plan. It's an advance on current laser treatments because at the end of the day, you end up with less overall astigmatism remaining, both at the corneal and the refractive level. Think of it this way. At the moment, treatments are carried out at the extreme. At one extreme, you have treatment completely by the refractive values. At the other extreme, you have topographically driven lasers and topographically driven treatments that target a spherical cornea. But when these differences exist, it just leaves too much astigmatism at the other level. So what vector planning is, it's really the middle road. It's combining the parameters of both topography and refraction into the treatment plan. And rather than treating at either extreme, this middle road is actually gentler on the cornea because the treatment is closer to the corneal parameters. In other words, there's less off-axis effect to the corneal parameters, and that leaves less astigmatism on the cornea.
You've developed a software program to facilitate vector planning. Can you tell us about that?
The ASSORT program enables us to do these calculations because they really are too complicated to be able to do it in your head. You can guess at what the treatment might kind of approach, but in the actual numbers of the treatment, the numbers you're going to put into the laser need to be calculated. The ASSORT program is an outcomes analysis software program that has a number of facets. One is it's a total outcomes analysis package. It's also an astigmatic analysis that is likely to form part of nomogram adjustments and calculations for errors and adjustments in topographical analysis in corneal topographers. But in this purpose, in the planning of surgery, it's a necessary component in the laser treatments. So those different features of the ASSORT program have multiple applications and usefulnesses in their own way.
What kind of clinical experience have you had with the program?
I've been using vector analysis in my treatment and my outcomes and nomogram adjustments now for more than 10 years. The program is the longest standing outcome analysis program available. It was started by myself in 1991, and we're now up to the fifth version and refinements. So it's a part of my practice, in my daily practice, that I use for all my treatment of patients, and we use it in looking at outcomes. So we're able to determine patients' outcomes refractively and topographically, look at their results, use that information for presentations at meetings such as this, and also be able to use those numbers to determine whether, for example, the sphere or the cylinder is overcorrecting or undercorrecting, how much we need to adjust it by working out the adjustment factors, and then applying this to future treatments to make the treatments better.
You've reported results from a couple of clinical studies. Could you tell us about that?
There's two areas of patients that we've reported most recently. The one on keratoconus, where we're able to demonstrate safety and efficacy of treatment in PRK for keratoconus in patients whose ectasia is stable. We're conducting a number of studies. The one that has been published most recently was the study on keratoconus in surface ablation treatment that was published in the April issue of the Journal of Cataract and Refractive Surgery. And what we showed in these 45 patients' eyes, every one of them had an excellent visual outcome by applying vector planning. Because when you think of it with keratoconus, those eyes that have regular and irregular astigmatism, like keratoconic eyes do, don't tolerate an excess amount of astigmatism remaining on the cornea. By using vector planning, we are able to, in many cases, halve the amount of astigmatism remaining on the cornea. And the secondary effect of this was to actually gain a visual outcome that was advantageous to the patient, with an improvement in visual acuity, best corrected visual acuity in many of the eyes. If these patients had been treated by refractive values alone, as has been done in the past, then the excess amount of astigmatism remaining on the cornea would have caused, in many cases, probably about 25 to 30% of cases, an adverse outcome by having patients suffering from more aberrations, such as coma, spherical aberrations, that otherwise would not have been there. In another series, we've studied how wavefront treatment alone, using the Visex laser, might be enhanced by, once again, incorporating the topographical values into the treatment plan. It was only a small study. However, in the patients that we did study, we found there were some trends to advantages in finding some reduced levels in the study group of coma and some improvement in the quality of vision, such as low contrast visual acuity in mesopic conditions, which is where the most sensitivity is being able to determine the difference between the two. The most outstanding finding in that group of combined treatments, where we combined the treatment of the topography and the refraction, was that these patients had less corneal astigmatism remaining on the cornea, and that provided an advantage in their visual outcomes.
What are the broader implications of vector planning for refractive surgery?
Laser vision correction process currently finds probably 90 to 92% of patients are extremely happy with the outcomes. Maybe 7 or 8 patients out of 100 are a little bit ambivalent, and 1 or 2 patients may actually have been negative about their outcome. And I think we're trying to get to the level now of the zenith of laser vision correction, and not just get 90 to 92% of patients ecstatic with the results, but somewhere in the order of 98 to 99%. Maybe 1 or 2% might be ambivalent, and no patients are adverse. Many of these patients who have got those adverse visual outcomes may be well related to the fact that they were patients who had a higher level of an ORA, or difference between their refraction and topography. And so they may have been suffering from the effects of that, just in the same way that the more extreme patients who suffer from keratoconus also had outcomes equivalent, with too much astigmatism on the cornea and negative visual outcomes as a result. The key parameter to understand in vector planning is the ORA. The ORA is known under other names, also known as intraocular astigmatism, non-corneal astigmatism, lenticular astigmatism. And it's all related to the fact that the topography and the refraction differs in many patients to a lesser or greater extent. And when you quantify it, you can sometimes find that in a group of 100 patients we looked at in the past, in one of the scientific papers we published, 7 patients out of that 100, if you treat it by refractive values alone, their corneal astigmatism was actually worse after the surgery, what was being targeted, than it was prior to surgery. So these patients aren't being identified. No one's really looking at what their corneal targets are measured by topography or keratometry. So if you don't really know where your target is, how do you know how much you've missed it by? So the important process in vector planning is to quantify the ORA, determine what its orientation is, and what would be the optimised value or the optimised treatment in being able to correct not all of it on the cornea, but only some of it on the cornea. Astigmatic treatment is the last frontier that hasn't been customised. And we've customised spherical treatments and their profiles. We've customised the Q factors. We've customised the treatment of aberrations and wavefront aberrometry. And yet we haven't customised astigmatic treatment. This is such an important aspect of laser vision correction that needs to be customised. At the moment, we're treating in an extreme way, totally refractively. And that's probably 99.9% of treatments done in the world worldwide. it can be hard to move away from an established mode of treatment. But if you think about it, here we are changing the shape of the cornea and changing the astigmatism, and yet we're leaving the most important parameter alone and not regarding it, which is the topography. So the customization of laser treatment must involve the incorporation of topography into the treatment plan and combining it. And that way, each patient's treatment can be individualized according to how much topography should be taken into account in their treatment and how much refractive astigmatism. And this herein lies the future of the customization of laser vision correction for the treatment of astigmatism.
For more information on this and related topics, please visit eurotimes@escrs.org.